Women computers are having a moment. There's the hit Hollywood movie, Hidden Figures. There's also a new book and play about the pioneering female computers, as in women who did computations, at the Harvard College Observatory more than a century ago. WBUR and The Artery's Andrea Shea reports on the local theater company production of the play Silent Sky, and how and why the stories of women computers are resonating today.
Early in the play Silent Sky, the main character, Henrietta Swan Leavitt, arrives eager to start her job at the Harvard Observatory. But the stargazing Cambridge-born Radcliffe grad is confused by her title.
What's a computer?
One who computes.
Notate the plates, transfer the data, input the data, process, record, next start.
These characters are inspired by real women computers who worked at Harvard in the late 18 and early 1900s. They documented glass plate images of distant stars and galaxies. The windowpane-sized photographic plates were captured by male astronomers using powerful telescopes, but it fell to the women to catalog them.
We collect, report, and maintain the largest stellar archive in the world, and we resist the temptation to analyze it.
But you just said how much you've discovered here, both of you.
Resisting doesn't always work.
The cramped rooms where the Harvard computers worked were just a short walk from a famed 15-inch telescope known as the Great Refractor. That elegant beast was the pride of Boston when it was installed in 1847. For 20 years, it was the largest telescope in the United States. In the play, Leavitt eagerly asks her supervisor to show her the instrument.
May I?
Hmm?
Get started, or just point me to the telescope and I'll be fine.
The telescope?
Is that it? The Great Refractor?
Yes, but...
One of the largest in the world?
I am very aware. Quite a point of pride for us, but this is the workroom for you girls to work, down here.
Leavitt and the other girls made groundbreaking discoveries without ever touching a telescope, but their stories have remained largely unknown. Director Dori Robinson wanted to change that and says gender parity is part of what drew her to stage playwright Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky.
Because it was written by a woman about women in science, and four out of the five characters were female. And that's what drew me to open the first page. Because we do not have enough gender parity in theater, in the arts, there are not as many women's voices as there are men's.
Robinson and the local Flat Earth Theater Company obtained production rights for Silent Sky nearly a year ago. Then they caught wind of a new movie about the African-American women computers who calculated flight trajectories for NASA during the space race in the 60s.
When I described to people what the show is about, people said, oh, have you heard of Hidden Figures? And I only just recently saw it, and it was interesting to see, again, women who could crunch numbers, women who had these brilliant minds who are isolated in a room. So yeah, very fascinating that these women are finally getting their story told.
Henrietta Leavitt's biggest discovery is what's known as the period luminosity relation of Cepheid variables. In layman's terms, it allowed scientists to measure distances between stars and galaxies. Erin Eva Butcher portrays Leavitt in Silent Sky. The actress says before this role, she didn't know about Harvard's computers or her character. Butcher and the cast had the chance to visit the plate stacks, as they're called, at the observatory where Leavitt and the computers worked. Today, it's part of the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics.
It was so amazing to get to go to the observatory and see the plates, actually hold in your hand the plates that Henrietta used to make her discoveries and the actual notebooks that she wrote in. As an artist, you so seldom get to actually sit down with primary research like that and things the people actually touched. Sometimes they need a little muscle.
Lindsay Smith, acting curator of the plate stacks, pulls an old celestial glass plate image from a tall metal cabinet.
Some plates is very interesting because you can see that several different women were working on the very same plate that you have here, but you have different handwriting. Actually, I can show you an example of that. I have a plate that's from Henrietta Leavitt. I pulled it out for you.
Smith also shows me Leavitt's neat handwriting in a fragile old notebook. Copies of faded photos and newspaper clippings about the computers fill a bulletin board. One headline reads, "Brainy Boston Woman Learns Sky's Secrets." Smith takes me up an old spiral staircase to see the telescope that was off limits to Leavitt and the other computers. No one uses it today. This curator and historian is encouraged that more people are interested in the computer's stories.
When I was growing up, you know, a young woman, I hated history, actually, until I went to college and started studying women's history, and I realized there were a lot of women that did amazing things in the world. It just wasn't recorded.
For me, it's really funny, in the best possible way, to see the rest of society discovering a story that's always been part of both my professional history as well as my family's history.
Meredith Hughes is an assistant professor of astronomy at Wesleyan University and the great-granddaughter of a head computer at Lockheed Martin.
The only thing that's disappointing to me is that I'm actually going to lose one of my favorite classroom jokes. I love to tell my students that my great-grandmother was a computer and watch them try to figure out if I'm serious or not.
Hughes studied astronomy at the Harvard-Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics and knows the plate stacks well. She says her great-grandmother was her role model, and she always talks about the women computers in her classes.
My great-grandmother rode horse-drawn trolleys into Harvard Square as a little girl, but then by the end of her life, she was calculating satellite orbits. So we see that in the stories of these female computers, and now we're getting to hear their stories, which we didn't get to hear before.
Hughes thinks this moment for the computers speaks to the strides women have made in the sciences. Still, she hopes to hear more real stories about women of color in the sciences, like the ones celebrated in the film Hidden Figures.
It both reflects how far we've come, but also how far we still have to go.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.